I tugged the blanket over our heads just as two Greek soldiers burst through our door in full battle armour, exploding into the room like huge bronze bulls, ripping the heavy door from its leather hinges. It smashed down across my bare toes and I clenched my teeth to choke off a scream. The two soldiers prowled around the room, the brass inlays clanking on their leather-stripped skirts. Through a rip in the blanket's coarse weave, I could see a smoky tallow torch in the first soldier's hand. They peered around suspiciously by its flickering light, their eyes black pools beneath their bronze helmets. I was too frightened to breathe. We'd all heard the stories of what the Greeks did to their prisoners. Struggling not to cough as the oily smoke caught my throat, I reached over beneath the blanket and clutched Mella's hand. Her fingers gripped mine hard. The second soldier kicked the broken stool, sending it crashing against the rear wall. "Kopros," he cursed, glancing at his companion. "Didn't I say it would be empty? Let's go." He stalked out and clattered noisily back down the steps. The soldier with the torch glared around for a moment before heading for the door. I felt a surge of hope. Too soon. His foot stamped down hard on the door as he left, crushing my smashed toes further and sending a fresh bolt of agony through my foot. He spun toward us at my gasp, thrusting his smoking torch into our darkened corner. Melantha didn't hesitate. Throwing off the blanket, she leapt to her feet, leaving me hidden. "Don't kill me," she called out, drawing her slender frame up tall and straight. She swept her hair over her shoulder with one hand, as the other gestured urgently behind her back for me to stay still. Uncertain, I hesitated. The soldier stepped back in surprise, his hand leaping toward his knife. His helmet tilted as he looked her up and down in her thin shift, and a noise escaped from deep in his throat. "Hey, Tarkis," he called out the door, "you missed something." In a single swift motion, he reached out and threw her over one armoured shoulder, then set off through our shattered doorway, Melantha dangling across his back. As he carried her out, I saw her hand slip into her tunic. Ignoring the stabbing agony in my foot, I scrambled out from beneath the heavy door to hear a shriek from outside. Halfway down the stairs, my sister was hanging off the soldier's back, bronze dagger in her hand. Blood spurted from a wound on the back of his thigh, spattering the pale stone with droplets that glistened black in the moonlight. "Filthy Kuna!" he shrieked. "I'll kill you!" He dropped his torch, grabbing her with both hands to hoist her above his head. She snatched at him, but he shook her off easily, his helmet tearing free of its strap and clattering down the steps. As I started down toward them, the dagger in her flailing hand slashed across the side of his neck, opening a long, dark gash. Bellowing with rage, he flung her down the steps. I watched in horror as she tumbled down to smash against the stone well at the bottom.